Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of The Driver's Seat, written by Muriel Spark and read by Judy Dench.
"And the material doesn't stain," the sales girl says. "Doesn't stain?" "It's the new fabric," the sales girl says. "Specially treated. It won't mark. If you spill, like, a bit of ice cream or a drop of coffee light down the front of this dress, it won't hold the stain." The customer, a young woman, is suddenly tearing at the fastener at the neck, pulling at the zip of the dress. She's saying, "Get this thing off me at once." The sales girl shouts at the customer, who, up to now, has been delighted with the bright coloured dress. It is patterned with green and purple squares on a white background, with blue spots within the green squares, cyclamen spots within the purple. This dress has not been a successful line. Other dresses in the new stainless fabric have sold, but this, of which three others, identical but for sizes, hang in the back storeroom awaiting the drastic reductions of next week's sale, has been too vivid for most customers' taste. But the customer who now steps speedily out of it, throwing it on the floor with the utmost irritation, had almost smiled with satisfaction when she had tried it on. She had said, "That's my dress." The sales girl had said it needed taking up at the hem. "All right," the customer had said, "but I need it for tomorrow." "We can't do it before Friday, I'm sorry," the sales girl had said. "Oh, I'll do it myself then," the customer had said, and turned round to admire it sideways in the long mirror. "It's a good fit. Lovely colours," she said. "And it doesn't stain," the sales girl had said, with her eye wandering to another unstainable and equally unsaleable summer dress, which evidently she hoped now to offer the satisfied customer. "Doesn't stain?" The customer had flung the dress aside. The sales girl shouts, as if to assist her explanation, "Specially treated fabric. If you spill like a drop of sherry, you just wipe it off. Look, miss, you're tearing the neck." "Do you think I spill things on my clothes?" the customer shrieks. "Do I look as if I don't eat properly?" "Miss, I only remarked on the fabric that when you tell me you're going abroad for your vacation, there's always marks that you pick up on your journey. Don't treat our clothes like that, if you please, miss. I only said stain-resisting, and then you carry on after you liked it." "Who asked you for a stain-resisting dress?" the customer shouts, getting quickly with absolute purpose into her own blouse and skirt. "You liked the colours, didn't you?" shouts the girl. "What difference does it make so it resists stains if you like the fabric before you knew?" The customer picks up her bag and goes to the door almost at a run, while two other sales girls and two other customers gasp and gape. At the door she turns to look back and says, with a look of satisfaction at her own dominance over the situation, with an undoubtable excuse, "I won't be insulted." She walks along the broad street, scanning the windows for the dress she needs, the necessary dress. Her lips are slightly parted. She, whose lips are usually pressed together with the daily disapprovals of the accountant's office where she has worked continually, except for the months of illness, since she was 18, that is to say for 16 years and some months,